2015 Yukon Quest winner Brent Sass scratched on Sunday afternoon just 16 miles from the central checkpoint because of concerns over the health of two of his dogs. Meanwhile, extreme cold and fatigue took their toll on the remaining teams. The 75-mile run from Circle to Central, which typically takes lead teams 10 hours, stretched to 16 or more on Sunday.
It's just made for a very slow trek.
Quest leader Matt Hall of Two Rivers traveled about 5 miles an hour up Birch Creek towards Central yesterday. Hall said the slow pace was largely because of drag created by the abrasive snow, but also other factors.
It's really slow. Well, part of it is we're going to be slowing down at this point in time in the race anyway. We ran kind of hard, so it makes double sense we'd be slowing down. And then even though it's very, very faint, the entire 80 miles here is uphill. It's going up a drainage.
Hall had a big lead over second-place musher Hugh Neff at Central last night. Hall made the run over Eagle Summit early this morning as the temperatures began warming. Alan Moore, now running third, has been picking up speed after struggling with sick dogs.
They haven't been feeling too perky up to now, but they're coming around, I hope, right now.
Moore says his dogs have remained hungry through the illness.
One feeding, I figured it up, it was almost 30 pounds of dog food. 12 dogs.
Moore, Ed Hopkins, and Paige Drobny camped in Central Monday morning, resting for the big climb over Eagle Summit and on to Fairbanks.